Hi, this is Funny Lady Life, and this is Dottie St. James, and I'm with my husband, Larry.
Hello.
And this would be our Thanksgiving episode.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Okay, so last Thanksgiving, I don't know what happened, Larry. I was doing the dishes something, and I was just simply saying what a lot of work it is to go to the store, get the food, blah, 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 and you said, you know what, next Thanksgiving, I'm going to get the turkey, right?
Yeah, I did. I said that, yeah.
Right. So I held him to it. He had one job. Just get the turkey, Larry.
Yeah, I had one job.
Right. So it was the day before Thanksgiving, and, you know, I just assumed Larry had the turkey outside in the garage. We have a refrigerator out in the garage. And that the turkey was defrosting out there.
Maybe you shouldn't have assumed. Maybe.
No, I should not have, Larry. No, I should not have.
Well, a little reminder would have been helpful.
Anywho, one job, Larry. One job.
Yeah.
I had to do everything else. And Mary Ellen, whatever the hell her name is, was not around. Because she was going back to her home country to see her family, which is fine. They don't celebrate Thanksgiving, but she still went, Larry. She still went. That was weird. Anywho, because, you know, Thanksgiving is a lot of work.
Okay, cut to the chase.
Just tell him what I did.
Just go ahead.
I said the day before Thanksgiving, Larry, why don't we take the turkey and put it in the kitchen refrigerator because we're going to do the brine.
Yeah, you told me to get the turkey from the garage.
Right. And Larry goes, and he's gone. I have no idea where he is, and time's passed, and I'm doing stuff, so I'm not really, like, counting the minutes. But then he comes, like, breathing heavy into the house, and he plops the turkey down on the counter.
Yeah, solid as a rock.
Solid as a rock!
Yeah.
I'm like, Larry, what the heck happened? This was supposed to be in the refrigerator. Well, turns out, what happened, Larry?
They only had frozen... I'm surprised you didn't know when you told me to get it from the garage. When I looked like I saw a ghost, probably, but I was like, uh-oh. So I thought, well, I'll just fly down to the store and get one. You never know the difference, you know? I gunned it down there, and they only have frozen turkeys. I wasn't even thinking about that part of it. I just thought, get a turkey. I got the turkey, and I ran with it like I was running for a touchdown. You know, I got back here, boom, turkey.
So anyway, I'm like, okay, well, what are we going to do? Because there's no way it's going to unthaw by one day. There's no way. It's like a rock, you know? So Thanksgiving Day comes, and I said, you know, Larry, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? So what does he do?
I solved the problem. That's what I did. KFC.
He wanted to use those frozen chicken things from the street meat guy. Oh, you don't know that story. That's for another time. But I said, you know what? Whatever. Do what you got to do. You had one job, and he brings home Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yeah, bucket of chicken.
So we ate Kentucky Fried Chicken with all the fixins that I did. And it was good. It was good. It worked out, Larry.
It was finger-licking good.
It was good, but one job, Larry. Just one job. Anywho, happy Thanksgiving to everyone. I hope you had a wonderful day, and I'm so grateful for so much by Larry, of course, you know.
Sure, even when I do things wrong?
Of course, Larry. Of course, you know that.
Hey, the turkey's thawing out now. We'll have turkey next week.
We will have a turkey next week. We sure will. So this is our podcast. Thank you so much for listening to Funny Lady Life. Bye.
Bye.